This is an MUT Radio podcast.
The time is 8 o'clock. Good morning. As the second Global Congress on Ecosystems Rehabilitation and Restoration continued at MUT, Professor Simeon Mutarikera delivered a compelling address stressing that true ecological recovery cannot happen without honoring the wisdom of the past. Speaking to delegates from the 4th till the 6th of August 2026, the Northwest University soil scientist and Indigenous Knowledge Systems scholar argued that modern conservation must bridge the gap between cutting-edge technology and centuries-old traditional wisdom to successfully achieve the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. Addressing the false dichotomy between ancient practices and modern science, Professor Mutarikera advocated for complementary rather than competition. He demonstrated how emerging indigenous ecological knowledge with modern innovation creates the most powerful outcomes. He first talked about the satellite imagery and AI. He said that indigenous fire management techniques yield safer, more effective outcomes when successfully linked with formal fire protection associations, and that restoration planning gains immediate local ownership and long-term sustainability when traditional leaders are brought into the fold. In other news, umzali wenye izingane zifunda esikoleni samabanga aphansi iMayville Primary School eMayville eThekwini sezwakalisa ukukhathazeka kwakhe ngokuncisheka kwengane yakhe ilungelo lokufunda. Asole ubuholi bakule sikole ngokuyimisa ekuyeka esikoleni. Unina walengane umfana na 12 iminyaka efunda uGrade 4 kulesi sikole udalule ukuthi sekuphele izinyanga ezimbili manje ingane yakhe yagcina kuye esikoleni selokuyamiswa ngoMay 8. Inkinga iqale ngo-2024 ngenkathi othisha bafundisa umntwana wakhe bedalule ukuthi unenkinga yokuthi iyephuza ukubamba noma ukuqonda efundiswa khona, base becebisa ngokuthi ayitholelwe isikole esihambisana nezidingo zayo eziyispesheli. Iqhuba uthe nokho izinkinga eziningi ziqale ngonyaka ngokwanda kwezikhalo zothisha abamfundisayo abakhala ngokuthi kunzima ukumfundisa ngenxa yokuthi uthatha kancane kwangagcina lapho kwanda nezinye izikhalazo zokungaxhumani kahle kwakhe nezinye izingane. Lo mzali udalule ukuthi unezingane ezintathu kubala kuyo eyomfana ena 18 neyintombazane ena 27 azikhulisayo ngayedwa. Uthe kumphatha kabi uma kuhamba isikhathi kanje ingane yakhe ilokhu ibhuquza ekhaya kube kungenamnyakazo eyenzekayo ukuthi ifunde. And finally, Tupac Shakur murder trial begins three decades after iconic rapper's assassination. The trial of a former gang leader accused of orchestrating the murder of rapper Tupac Shakur finally began on Monday, 30 years after one of America's most high-profile unresolved killings. The proceedings, expected to last a month, will not likely make clear who fired the shots that killed the California hip-hop legend on the night of September 7, 1996, while he was in Vegas to see a Mike Tyson boxing match. But prosecutors aim to show that Dwayne Kiffer D. Davis, one-time leader of the Southside Compton Crips, ordered the killing and provided the gun used to kill Shakur in a drive-by shooting. The trial began Monday with jury selection, a process expected to last through the week. Davis, 63 years of age, appeared in court wearing a light blue shirt and blue tie. He faces life in prison without parole if convicted. The killing of Shakur, also known as Tupac, is one of America's most celebrated cold cases, prompting endless debates among music fans over who did it and why. Don't you know we love it? Now ain't nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, 'cause in your weather reports this morning, finally, there's some relief. It's a much drier and warmer day across KZN. Along the coast, Durban is looking good at 18 degrees and mostly dry. Richards Bay and St. Lucia are the warmest. Margate and Port Shepstone also hit 18 degrees with clear skies. The Inlands and Midlands, Pietermaritzburg and Eqobo reached 16 degrees. Ascot, Ladysmith, Moy River and Fairhead are sitting at 14 degrees. Richmond gets to 15 degrees. It's still cool in the mountains. Transcastle at 12 degrees. Underberg at 11 degrees and Cockstead reaches 13 degrees. Ulundi warms up at 16 degrees and Newcastle rounds it off at 12 degrees. Recapping your top stories this hour, social science experts calls for indigenous knowledge systems in ecosystem restoration at MUT, and imjunjugumzali ngengane ekhoshelwe kubamba kancane. And that was all from myself for this hour. I will be back with the news headlines at 8:30. For MUT Radio News, I am Ngidisi Ngubane.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.